Hey, anybody want to win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere, Las Vegas? It's an iconic band at an iconic venue. The Eagles live at Sphere, Las Vegas, performing 12 shows this September 20th through November 9th, and you could be there. We've got two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, dinner at Chica, Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a Vibe VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, which is RUN, R-U-N, RUN, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Pretty cool. Hotel California, Mike Parsons. Okay, if you
Desperado.
Desperado as well. Agreed. Cool old band. Look, if you want to buy a car in Michigan in the next handful of days, you might run into some problems. The dealerships are scrambling. And to fill us in on what the hell is going on with the cyber attack that's affected dealerships all over the country, Todd Zott joins us. He's the president of Detroit Auto Dealers Association. He's a partner with Zott Auto, has dealerships all over the place. Todd, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, Chris. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I do that all the time. Good morning, good afternoon.
I know, good morning, good afternoon. You know, actually, you were just talking about that Eagles at the Sphere. That sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. We can all go together. We can grab your buddy Steve Gabar and take him. He owes me a couple bucks from golf.
Oh, let's go.
Hey, so what is going on with this whole cyber attack deal? This is really new. Someone's being held at ransom. What's the skinny?
So early in the morning on Wednesday, which was the 19th, there was a cyber attack on our company that provides our dealership management software, CDK. So out of abundance of caution, they shut down and shut off all of their dealers nationally out of the system. About 15,000 car dealers across the country, more than half of car dealers use this software to manage their business. Okay. Tried to get the system back online on Wednesday afternoon. Early in the morning on Thursday morning, a second cyber attack, again, shut down the system out of abundance of caution. And it was reported that, I think on Friday, that yes, it was a ransomware attack. And there were reports, although CDK hasn't said this, that they were going to pay the ransom. And they are, the good news is we got some updates over the weekend that restoration is in process. And that's going to take days, not weeks. So that's kind of the update.
So that's good news. In your industry now, everything is so digital. Is the CDK software also part of the inventory management, or is it essentially what you're doing to process deals, uplink things to the Secretary of State to get new plates and registration, so on and so forth? Like, what part of the process is creating the logjam?
So CDK is a suite of products. Starting with a CRM or a customer relationship management software, their product called eLeads, we only use it at one of our stores currently. So at four out of the five stores, we're getting leads or communicating with customers easily. The fifth store, it's a little bit more of a challenge. They also, we purchased our payroll processing through them. And the good news there is payroll is up so we can keep our employees paid. Actually, we're doing payroll this morning for last week. It's a little bit more of a manual process because lots of those systems interact with that. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things in service as far as pencil and paper. So the dealer management software will be typically where we write up a repair order or, you know, start your paperwork on your new car deal or your used car deal. And, you know, that's not available to us. So we found lots of workarounds. You know, we're open. I don't know of a single dealer that's down for this. We're inconvenienced, and you know, we're working really hard not to inconvenience the customer. It's inconvenient for us. We've got some probably some catch up to do on the paperwork side once the system comes up, but other than that, you know, we sold a lot of cars last week and we're selling cars again today and servicing cars as well.
Yeah. Todd, is there anything that, like, a lesson learned from this? We've seen this happen in other industries. I've seen it happen in mine where some of these massive CRMs go down and you have to go so old school. And for the younger guys and gals in my business, some of it's like, wow, you actually have to take out a piece of paper and write that down and then go look something up manually. Is there any kind of lesson learned in the sense that, hey, if we run into this again, now we got a couple workarounds that we can keep in our back pocket?
Yeah, I think there's some things we learned. You know, we learned that, you know, we do e-contracting on the sales side, and, you know, we don't use it as much as we could. And this is kind of forcing us to use it because another system we use is called Route One, and that's up and operational. So we can actually figure out deals and actually contract deals through that system. A couple of pieces of paperwork that the Secretary of State here in Michigan requires us to have a hand signature on. We're actually using PDFs, you know, using Adobe to fill those out, print them out, get them signed. And the other system that's down is Michigan's, it's called a CVR or computerized vehicle registration system, where dealers use that to, you know, make it real efficient for the dealer, for the Secretary of State, and for the customer, that we can, you know, basically, you know, give a customer a license plate at the time they take their car. That system's down. So now we're back to kind of the old way, where we used to have, now we have to package up the entire deal and drive it down to the Secretary of State's office and register the car that way.
Yeah, cool. Well, listen, you're in a unique position with the Auto Dealers Association and the Zot family of stores. What is the health of the business look like right now from a consumerism standpoint? In terms of supply and demand, we had obviously the microchip issues and some of the stuff with the electric vehicles creating some different incentive packages. Is it a good time right now to come in and look at a car?
Yes. That's a good question. So, yes, supply has, in many cases, caught up with demand. So you got a much more balanced equation there, where you didn't a year and a half ago or a year ago even. So today there are more incentives, and there is availability. So there's plenty of cars to go look at. You know, there's a few hot vehicles here and there that are a little bit tight on supply, but that's usually the case. So I would say we're kind of back to a normal process when it comes to supply and demand right now.
Great. Yeah, listen, great to fill us in on that. The cyber attack environment is a new level of terrorism in many ways to e-commerce all across this country. We're sorry to hear that's happening to you guys, but the encouraging thing is it sounds like it will be over soon. Todd Zot, thanks for joining. Mike, that's a pretty interesting case where something seemingly so small and hyper-focused on one particular industry could just logjam potentially kind of a whole sector for a handful of days. I was just in a dealership getting my car out of service last week, and everyone was kind of walking sideways and having all these private discussions, and there was people waiting around everywhere. And now I may have run into that same thing and not even known it.
Yeah, and it's amazing how just clicking on one thing that you think is innocuous could bring almost an entire industry down to its knees. I mean, I almost fell for something in my personal email. It said that it was my cable company, and that you know, my account had been suspended for non-payment, and to click here. And if it wasn't for the fact that I was on my internet at home, I might have panicked, because the internet is how I do my job, and fell for it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going through this whole period of time right now where one of my cards that I use for almost everything expired, and I forget how many things I had linked to that for auto.
That's how I almost fell for it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't pay attention to much of that stuff until someone sends me an email that says, "Hey, we're about to shut your internet off, man. You going to pay us or what?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll pay you." And then you got to go remember all your passwords. That's a whole different ball of worms. All right, back after the break, we'll visit with Tony Michaels and the great Paul W. Smith about tonight's fireworks.